Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. This is the season of the big stew pot, of big hearty dishes that inevitably call for big hot loaves of crusty bread on the side. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, sometimes the only thing that separates an ordinary dish from a masterpiece is the seasoning, which is why we've invited our friend Liz Nuttall of Con Olivier to come here and talk about some wonderful things that can kick up our stews.
Right. It's great to have you, as always.
Thank you very much.
And so if I were to just sit there and make this recipe, you brought basic beef stew with carrots and potatoes, which I'm sure everyone has at least tried it one time.
Did it 2 days.
How do I make this stand out from the basic?
So you can add this with balsamic vinegar. A lot of stews call for brown sugar added to them. Added with a little sherry, that kind of thing. And the balsamic vinegar can take place of a lot of these things because it'll add not only the sweetness, but it adds a little bit of a vinegary depth to the stew.
Sure, balance a little bit in terms of acidity.
I think it's a flavor magnifier myself. It just makes everything in it. It kicks up the umami, you
might say. Wow. And balsamic vinegar doesn't always have to be brown and sweet, right?
It doesn't. We have lots of different kinds of balsamic vinegar. It's made with a white grape, which most people don't understand. The dark balsamics are cooked before they're aged, so they're caramelized.
Yeah.
White balsamics are not barrel aged. They're not cooked beforehand. So they're really a grape vinegar.
Yeah, they're like a white wine vinegar.
A white wine vinegar.
Yeah, you're right.
But with cool intensity, like a little bit more than, say, your basic champagne vinegar.
Yes. And so some of them are savory and some of them are sweet. The savory ones I like to add to balsamic vinegar to dumb it down a little bit. Sometimes those balsamics can be a little too sweet for a dish.
Right.
So that's a good way of doing that.
No, I love the white balsamic vinegar with roast vegetables, or roast root vegetables in particular.
Absolutely.
It
and
really
you can use those, you can do that before you would add them to a stew pot.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And it doesn't have to be just beef that we're cooking with. How about chicken?
I have a nice chicken marbella recipe, which really technically isn't a stew, except you cook it in a Dutch oven, which makes everything a stew.
Yeah, and it smells good.
And it smells good. It's the ultimate cooking pot. But this is made with both olives and prunes, which gives it a real sweet.
So you get that salty, sweet. Yeah, that's beautiful. I like prunes in food.
And so I've added with that a little red wine vinegar and balsamic vinegar, kind of half and half. And that'll really bring out a lot of depth to this.
So I have this, we've got this thing in my hand that is a complete cooking component on its own. What is this?
It's called fire cider, and it's, with the apple cider craze that's going on right now. In terms of health, this is something a little bit crazier, and it has citrus in it. It has garlic, turmeric, and habanero pepper
in
it.
And I have a shot of it in front of me, which I will take right now.
Knock it back.
Mm-hmm.
He's turning red. Jerry, how did it taste?
It's delicious in many ways. And it's a great cooking ingredient. I mean, I can imagine even roasting pork and stuff like with it.
It really looks nice. You also have a couple things that are wonderful. You have a Worcestershire sauce, a soy sauce. Tell us quickly about these.
So they're not technically a vinegar, but they add complexity to a dish.
Yeah, and they're barrel aged, which makes them really cool.
Well, Liz, we'd like to put all these recipes and these ideas on the website and tell people what they can find at your store. It's really great. I always love going there. Thanks, Liz.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.